You may be seated. And let us join together in a spirit of prayer. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This past week, I was dreading making a phone call. This phone call had to be made, though, and so I gathered myself and prepared myself for the worst. This phone call was a customer service call to a company I had never called before, this certain shoe company. I got a new pair of shoes for Christmas, a great new pair of shoes for Christmas, but they were one size too small. So I have pretty big feet. I'm a size 14, and the shoes I got were not a size 14, so that created an issue. So I needed new shoes. They were purchased online, so I had and this company, you couldn't find a number anywhere, so the live chat didn't work all week. I was trying to just talk to a live person. You know how it goes, and I couldn't. Now, this company has a 30-day return exchange policy, and this gift was purchased by my mother well over 30 days ago. I think she bought it back in September. She did all of her Christmas shopping early. I don't know how she found the time, but she did. And so I had to call this company to see if they could bend the rules for me. Have you ever tried to do this? You know, pleading your case, seeing that they can bend the rules for you just this one time, right? Just this one time. And so I gathered myself for this call. I hate making these phone calls. They usually are the worst. But I'm happy to report to you, though, that this call I had ended up going so smoothly. I got my new shoes. And this amazing lady named Andrea was lovely and understanding. She listened patiently to me as I told her my sob story about getting these amazing shoes, but they were too small. She empathized with me. She did all the right things. She even went against her company's policy. She said, I'm doing this just for you because you are special. She told me special. It was really nice. I was really affirmed by her. I needed Andrea. See, that call I was dreading, I needed to talk to her that day. When I said to her, I'm sorry for having big feet, she comforted me in saying, your feet are amazing. She called my feet amazing. So thank you, Andrea. I don't think you're listening at all, but thank you. Andrea was the most amazing customer service agent because she took the time to understand and identify with me in my quest to find size 14 shoes. If you ever have been on that quest, it's very difficult, so I don't recommend it. But Andrea acted on my behalf and became a part of my shoe story. So now every time I wear them, I will think of Andrea and her help. You see, it means the world when another person listens and identifies with our struggles, doesn't it? We feel validated, we feel like we belong, and are heard and seen. Friends, Jesus knew how important it was to identify with humanity as well. Jesus' love for humanity is what brings him to the waters of the Jordan in our story today. And I do have to admit, I love show and tell, and I did have a prop, but it seems to have gone missing. So just imagine that I had a weird bottle of water from the Jordan River, but I think Jenny got rid of my prop. But imagine a weird, dirty water that would be sitting right here, right now, that is the water from the Jordan River that I got on a very special pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Jenny, I put it on her side of the pulpit. So imagine there's a prop here and it is the water from the Jordan River. It's okay. So sometimes things don't go as planned, right? And that's the mystery. Just like John, and I can always bring it back to scripture, just like John, right? He was baptizing others, and what happened? His cousin, who is the Messiah, comes to him to be baptized. So John was very confused because Jesus did not need to be baptized. John's baptisms were all about repentance, repenting of sin, but Jesus had no sin. It doesn't feel or look right to John that this is happening, but Jesus desired to be baptized as a way to teach us the sacrament of baptism. By getting baptized himself, he was showing all of us how we should follow him and be made new through the sacrament of baptism. He's making a public statement by being baptized, and that's what he would later command his disciples to do as well in the great command that comes at the end of Matthew's gospel that he gives to the disciples. You see, when people choose to be baptized or have their child baptized here at Old South, they are choosing to follow Jesus' example and to make a public declaration of their faith. And as a congregation, we declare right back to them, the families or individuals, that they are not alone in this journey of faith. We publicly declare as a church that we will support them on their Christian journey and come alongside them. It's very beautiful what we do in baptisms, because that's what being the church is all about, being there for one another and coming alongside each other. Jesus' baptism also shows that he is our friend and our confidant. Jesus' baptism is a sign of his willingness to be included in humanity. Jesus is saying with this baptism that he is not afraid of our mess. He has come to unite himself to humanity, to take our brokenness upon himself and to heal us. Jesus' mission on earth was to seek and to save the lost. And by getting baptized, he is identifying right with the lost. He's getting right in the waters with us. He's showing humanity that he will always be by our side. And Jesus is going to always be by our side because he delights in us. Jesus delights in us. In our culture, the media, other influences, and even our own selves can sometimes get in the way of that message of Jesus' delight. Shame researcher and author, one of my favorites, Brené Brown, in her book, Braving the Wilderness, writes this: "The truth about who we are lives in our hearts. Our call to courage is to protect our wild heart against constant evaluation, especially our own. No one belongs here more than you." End quote. Now, I believe that that is the truth that God wants us to know about ourselves today, that God delights in us, and God delights in us in our baptism, just as he delighted in Jesus at his baptism. We must remember the truth and delight that God gave us at our baptism, because when the world's negative voices or our own inner critic tries to bring us down, the truth of God's delight calls us back to our identity as beloved children. That's the truth of God that lives in our hearts. In Disney's 1994 movie, The Lion King, now I'm going to be referring to the original movie and not the train wreck as the adaptation, the live action version was that came out a couple years ago, but the original movie, The Lion King, the main character, Simba, thought that there was no way that he could go back to his homeland because of his past mistakes. He doubted if he would ever be forgiven by any of his family. The inner critic told him that he didn't belong. But he received a vision and the truth from his father in a cloud that reminded him, and I'm going to try to do it the best I can, but James Earl Jones is pretty good, said, "Remember who you are, Simba." And today that is our challenge, like Simba, to remember who we are in Christ, to remember our baptism, and to remember the delight that God has for us. See, this new sermon series is about owning our identity as the church and loving others, but we can't love others until we love ourselves. And sometimes that's hard for some of us. The delight and love that God has for each one of us is real. Whenever the rogue gets hard or the self-critic is playing the shame tapes in your mind, remember your baptism. Remember the love that God has for each one of you. You are God's beloved. And friends, this morning, if you would like to remember your baptism today, Reverend Jenny and I would love to help you remember. As you leave, if you like, we can make a sign of the cross with the holy water here to remind you that you are God's beloved, to remind you of the promises that were made for you at your baptism. Because God so delights in you, and you have been marked with the cross forever. Hear these words. Blessed are you, for God delights in you. And I give thanks that God is blessing the world through you. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn is titled Blessed Assurance. This is the assurance that God gives us. No matter what we do, no matter what happens in our lives, we have the assurance that God is always there and his delight remains true in our hearts. If you're here in the sanctuary, you'll find that hymn in the hymnal. And as always, if you're joining us online, we'll be dropping that hymn in the comments down below. Friends, let us sing together.